Rock 107 WIRX, man. I am excited. I have a very special guest, and I mean that in every form of the word, from his head down to his toes. You know him as the six-string gunslinger from a little band called Wayland, Phil Valensky. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, just, you know, waking my ass up on a Tuesday morning trying to get things going. Wanted to call you to touch base because we are literally a week away from the WIRX Low Dose Show featuring Wayland. We're having you in town, man.
Finally. Jeez. What took you so long? That's what I'm calling about.
I've been busy and I've been trying, but I'm glad we're finally making it happen, man. We are. We are excited.
I'm just glad you were able to dig yourself out of your driveway today and get into the studio.
I've learned. You know, I was all excited to move up north. I'm a northern boy by heart. And then I had to shovel my driveway for the first time in about 7 years. And I was like, nope, shouldn't have done it. Should not have done it.
Yeah, that's no big deal for us Michiganders. No big deal at all.
Exactly. Everyone up here has such strong shoulders and backs from shoveling snow and from a very young age. So, well, good, man. Well, we're really excited. Obviously, we're going to have you guys here along with The Automatic and Thick as Thieves. It's a $5 show. That's it. Three bands, $5 on a Tuesday night. And they're going to get their faces rocked off, aren't they?
Yeah, we're excited to be out there. You know, you guys are not very far from my hometown in Wayland. I think that's like an hour and a half
or
something.
Yeah.
And so we don't make it through there very often. So we're coming out of Illinois. We're going to be driving overnight to get there to see you guys. And we're just excited to finally be home in Michigan.
Yeah.
But it's great to be somewhere different. And hopefully we'll get to come back and see you guys a little more often.
Here's the thing. Here's what happens with Wayland. And I've seen this so many times, whether it was down in Springfield or over in Matt. Anywhere you guys go, you come for the first time, and people get so hooked on the Wayland sound, on the Wayland show, that they're literally banging down the doors at the radio station to make sure that they get you back.
We've been really, really lucky all over the country to get, like you said, that kind of great response everywhere we've gone. Over, you know, we started out touring 2012, you know, and basically I remember we had 800 likes on Facebook and we just set out in that van from Hopkins, Michigan, and we just haven't stopped since. And it's because of, you know, towns exactly like St. Joe, Benton Harbor, that just welcomed us in. The radio station welcomed us in. They had a great venue just like ours. They want to put on show, especially these low dough shows. They want to get people out. It's like reviving live music, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's kind of happening all over. People, I think, have spent maybe the last 2 years on YouTube, and it's time to go see the real thing in front of your face when it comes to your town.
Absolutely.
And so we feel very lucky that people come out and that they want that in their lives again. And we're here to give it to them, I guess.
And boy, do you give it. You give it better than most that are giving it right now. So, and again, I mean that in every form of the phrase.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I just wanted to stop right there and let you have it.
But really, it is, and I was so excited when you messaged me and said, "Hey, we're going through Michigan. We want to stop by. We got some time. It means the world to me that you reached out."
I just meant, would you cook us dinner?
Oh, is that what it is? I'm making you work. Oh man. Well, I'll see if I can get something fried up for you before you get on stage. Nothing too heavy, of course. So when you're jumping around, you don't get a sick tummy. I don't want that.
Right.
But we are excited.
We'll lay out our gourmet menu for you.
Perfect. Oh, man. But we are excited. And like you mentioned, it's live rock and roll music, even though it's a Tuesday night, which I've been telling everyone, look, we're going to make sure we get you just a heavy dose of rock and roll, but still at home in time where you can get your precious beauty sleep and get up for work the next day. I don't know about everyone else, but I know I'm going to be there till the end because I will never miss a Wayland show. But, you know, live music on a Tuesday night for $5, you're getting three bands. It really doesn't get much better than that, especially when wintertime when you get a little stir crazy, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, we as a touring band, we play every night of the week, and we've seen some epic sold out shows on Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So we don't consider them shows that you don't want to have a rock concert on or those nights. You know, you got to be somewhere all the time. And like I said, we've had great shows every night of the week, and I think you guys having the show a little bit early is super cool. It's really, really respectful knowing that everyone does have to get up kind of early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially Mitch. He needs his beauty sleep.
Yeah, he is. That prima donna. God, I tell you.
God, I have to work with the guy.
Every time. Yeah. Well, he
told me to tell you thank you for that.
Of course. Anything for him. Well, and again, you bring up Mitch, your amazing lead singer, front man. And of course, all of you are so talented. But you got Mitch, you got Dean, you got Tyler. Just a great group of guys that bust their ass on the road. And I'm telling everyone listening right now, if you are ready to listen to just fantastic top to bottom across the stage music, you will not find anything better than Waylon. I promise you. And I felt that way the first time I saw you guys. I was hooked since then.
Well, we appreciate the support. You know, the main thing for us coming back to Michigan is always a proud moment because we don't play in our home state very often because we tour so much. You know, we've done between 250 and 300 nights a year for the last 5 years. But when we're out doing that, you know, we feel like we're representing Michigan. Everybody, the first thing someone asks the band is where you're from. A lot of people don't know we're named after my hometown in Waylon, Michigan. I think most people think we're named after Waylon Jennings still. But we spend a lot of the time you know, representing that work ethic that we grew up in, being from West Michigan. So just being there, like, and, you know, you guys are right there, like I said, so close to our hometown. I hope people even travel to St. Joe from Kalamazoo and from Wayland for this show.
And you know what? They'd be foolish if they didn't, because it's going to be a great time. And you hit on a good thing there, a big thing. You guys are one of those bands that gets it. You know that you got to be on the road. You know you got to be in front of the people. And you work hard, you know, and you're like so many people. And I always it brings up your song Get a Little, which is kind of an ode to the working man. You know, you put your work in, you put your 40 hours and then some in. It's a night where you get to go out, have some fun, crack open a cold one, listen to some music, and just and get a little, man. And that's what you guys, I think, embody, is you work hard, you play hard, and you respect the people that do the same.
Absolutely. You know, we've made a point, and I hate to bring up another Michigan artist is, you know, Bob Seger has been a really big influence on us. I know he's, you know, kind of a vintage thing now, but he's one of those dudes that you can tell through his songs and his music that he lives that on stage and off. Like, his songs are who he is.
Absolutely.
And they're written for the people that listen to them. And there's really not much of a line between that. And that's something that has always been, it just made a big impact on us from when we first started writing songs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, you know for sure when he talks about taking his Harley up to Mackinac City and drinking a beer, you know damn well Bob Seger did that.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, again, Phil, we're gonna have you guys in studio on Tuesday morning, a week from today. You're gonna come on, take over the. I'm actually not even gonna come in. You're just gonna come in and do my shift for me.
You're gonna leave a key under the mat or something.
You got it, buddy. That's where I leave the key, and so you can come in, do the show, and get everyone amped up. No, I will be here because I don't want to miss any of it. I always love seeing you guys. We always seem to get into some trouble.
You're gonna have to work that dump button, you know, the way.
You
can't trust his mouth.
I gotta figure out how to actually use it. I'm surprised I haven't been fired yet because we've had some close calls. But we're gonna have you here, and then of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna have an amazing show. Doors open at 6 at Czar's 505. We have Thick as Thieves opening the show at 7. Then the Automatic, and of course, Waylon gonna be wrapping things up. $5, three bands. It's going to be amazing, and Phil, I can't thank you enough for being a part of that, man. It's been so great, and I just cannot wait for next Tuesday.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having us.
Of course.
It'll be fun.
All right. Well, everyone, stick around. I'm going to be playing Bloody Sunrise in just a few. It is the Plan B Morning Show with Phil from Waylon. More details, WIRX.com.